Well, Heidi, I will say you've accomplished a lot probably in your career and are a very successful person in your line of work.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to think so.
Well, they say that women who are successful in their careers are destined to fail in relationships.
I think I would like to say so.
I mean, you look at it, though. You have really accomplished a lot in your career with your career choice. I mean, you're surrounded by three gorgeous guys who are smart.
Hey, Heidi.
I was going to say, really?
You're for you every day, work with you every day.
Oh, I mean,
you landed a sweet job here.
Yeah, it's been easy, huh?
I don't know. It's going to be hard holding yourself back.
Well, according to this recent poll, 1 in 10 women said a promotion or raise cost them their relationship.
I don't know. I haven't had either in, 30 years.
Well, okay. I mean, we got your new boyfriend, so that's going well so far.
Yeah, you know what? I think when you're starting out in your career, I think you work really, really hard, and sometimes you're really focused, and you ignore other things in your life. And now I'm not so focused because I've realized who I'm working with, and, if you guys can do it, I can do it too without trying.
It's going to be hard to be focused with three gorgeous guys around you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
I think we've learned a lot in the past couple of seconds.
Well, get this. 50% of women said the breakup took place within a month of their career success.
Yeah.
I would think a lot of it's from people who have to move. Like maybe they get a raise. And so they're like, honey, we've got to move to New York. And he's like, I ain't moving to New York.
Or a woman finally gets to have that extra money and position that she's worked for, and she looks around and says, nah, don't like this relationship.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, it was fine until she got this promotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In other words, she was using him for his money, and now that she doesn't need his money anymore, she'll just go ahead and leave him sitting there.
That may be the case. I'm not going to disregard that, but I also think it brings a sense of confidence to a woman who otherwise wouldn't have said, out, bye-bye, because I'm not taking that anymore.
Well, you look at these actors who are married for years, and then one of them gets a big budget movie pushes them
Mega
up
millions.
To stardom, and they divorce shortly after. Like right. Channing Tatum is
they usually
one
just
that's been
fall in love with one of the co-stars and run off.
I'm sure. Yeah, look at Brad Pitt. I mean,
Hollywood don't count though, does it?
It really
they're
don't.
Weird out there.
Yeah.
I think Heidi just wrote a new song.
What?
Out, get out. Don't. What was it you just said?
Out, get out of here.
It sounded like a song to me, like a Meghan Trainor song.
Do you know what else I found out in just talking with friends and a friend who owned a weight loss clinic? That there are a lot of women who come in, and men too, but mostly women. They lose a lot of weight, and that's another time they look around and go, you know what? I don't need to be put
with
down.
With fat boy
belittled.
Anymore.
No, not so much that, but they get their confidence, and they're finally looking around going, I don't want to live this way anymore.
The sad thing is, if you're married, that's not... That's really not, how right. it should work.
No.
And like I had a friend in college, nice looking guy. He was very smart, was dating this girl. And when I met her in college, she was beautiful. And he showed me pictures and she used to be very large. And she dumped him shortly after she lost the weight mm-hmm. because she could do better than him now. And he's sitting there going, I dated her when she was large because I didn't care about that. And now that she's got all these guys flirting with her, she ran off and is like, I'm going to go out and date all these guys. So it works both ways.
Well, they did do some research in Hollywood, just to let you know, Cato. Best actress Oscar winners were 1.68 times more likely to divorce than those who didn't win.
Wow.
Yeah. So if they win that award, you better watch out.
That's right.
And then 5% of men said they suffered a breakup after the woman got a raise or a promotion.
Hmm. How about that?
So that's when I'd be staying with them. You got a raise? Oh.
I'll be Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
You know, my wife has been trying to get on these TV shows where she wants to, like, win $1 million.
That'd be great.
Like Survivor and stuff.
Yeah.
She keeps applying for them. She went, we drove to Atlanta.
Bye, Tom.
Yeah, wait a second.
Tom.
This is not good, is it?
No, it's not at all.
Bye, Tom.
She drove to Atlanta. She wanted to be on Fear Factor back in the day.
Yeah.
And she's been calling all these places. And I'm like, I'm almost not sure I want her to win a bunch of money because I'm the breadwinner. I'm the guy that brings home the bacon.
She wins $1 million, and she's like, the tribe has spoken, Tom. You're off the island.
She's going to win it, and I'm going to come home. She's going to be like, honey, I won $1 million. Pack your bags. I'm like, where are we going? I need a pack for, like, a beach vacation or a winter vacation. She's like, pack for anything you want. Just get out of here by the end of the week.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.